Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and this hour we welcome the treat of a spring music preview from our pal Will Hermes. Will is a senior critic for Rolling Stone and a longtime contributor to NPR's All Things Considered. Hello, Will.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for being here. Happy spring.
Yes, it is a pleasure to be here.
Let's get right into the music. Where do you want to begin?
Well, I'll begin with a record which I've been loving for the last few weeks since I've gotten my hot little hands on it, or at least the digital version,
right.
And has a semi-local connection. Dr. John, the great New Orleans wanderer, has put out a new record in collaboration with Dan Auerbach, who only recently was playing Madison Square Garden with the Black Keys. But for this album, he wanted to work with Dr. John to do something that really harkened back to the Dr. John of the early 70s, the Night Tripper, when he was playing electronic keyboards and his music was very kind of psychedelic funk. And Dan put together a band of a lot of young players who really are kind of retro scientists. They've worked with Sharon Jones,
Band is so good.
Yes, so good. So in the tradition of, you know, 60s, 70s soul music. The record is just great from top to bottom. It's called Lockdown. But it's not strictly retro. It also has a few modern touches, and it actually, oddly enough, and yet not oddly, when you think about the roots of African American R&B music, is there's some definite African styles in the mix. Nigerian Afrobeat, which was basically Nigeria's interpretation of American funk, and also Ethiopian funk, which has kind of become a stylistic meme, if you will, with a lot of young musicians lately, which was the Addis Ababa reflection of American funk music. And it's all coming around full circle in this stew pot of the Dr. John album. And let's play the song Ice Age.
You got your personal style. Crawling with a silver dollar. Now you got nothing to hide. Well, ain't moving too fast. You're just moving too slow.
Moving too slow.
I know what you did before. Ain't what you know. It's who you know. Ain't no age of innocence. Ladies and gents.
Dr. John with Ice Age from the new record Locked Down. What's next?
Next is a Brazilian singer who, I should say singer-songwriter, producer, who I think has been putting out better albums than anyone in Brazil, more consistently great albums over the last 20 years than anyone in her nation. And her name is Marisa Monchi. Americans would look at the name and it reads as Marisa Monte.
Okay.
But she's done a number of great records, and her latest is called, and pardon my Portuguese, but I love trying to pronounce Portuguese because I love the language so much, is O Que Você Quer Saber de verdade. And that translates more or less as what you really want to know, although I think it could alternately translate as how much truth do you want?
Yeah.
Which I kind of like my translation a little bit better.
The one you found, sure. How much truth do you want?
Yes. And this is a song about happiness that's called Seja Feliz.
Seja feliz com seu país. Seja feliz sem raiz. Seja feliz.
With Seja Feliz.
Such a good melodist. Her melodies are so sweet and she has such a great voice. And a guy who's not Portuguese at all, but American, who goes by the name of M. Ward.
Right.
People may know him because he works with all these other people and he's kind of the guy who is in the background a little bit. There's a group called She and Him, which is his duet project
with Zooey Deschanel.
Exactly. And then there's a group called Monsters of Folk.
Right. Conor Oberst, Jim James.
And the other guy, which is M. Ward.
Right.
Who's that other guy? But M. Ward has been putting out records on his own. He's a great producer. He's a great songwriter. He is an incredible guitarist, really great acoustic guitarist, kind of in a John Fahey finger-picking style. And his new record is really wonderful. And this song is called Clean Slate. And it's dedicated, ostensibly, to the late Alex Chilton.
When I was a younger man, I thought the pain of defeat would last forever. But now I don't know what it would take to make my heart back down. 'Cause I only have to wait a little while before I get my clean slate. Somewhere in another place, who knows, could be another lifetime. Everything we gave away returns like a seed from a fugitive dream. And you only have to wait a little while before you find the truth.
Clean Slate from his new album, A Wasteland Companion.
Well, let's go to another singer-songwriter who may be even lesser known to most folks than M. Ward, a guy named Kevin Gordon. Kevin Gordon was a guy who liked to make music and he liked to put words together. And he wound up pursuing a poetry MFA, I believe, at the Iowa Writers Project, which
right.
is like the greatest writing think tank in the country, really. But he got there and kind of wanted to make music.
He didn't really dig it. Wasn't
yeah.
for him.
Yeah. And,
okay.
He stuck around for a while in Iowa and then wound up in Nashville writing songs for commercial country acts. And that didn't really work out that well either, because Kevin Gordon is just really kind of too ambitious and interesting a writer, I'm afraid,
okay,
for the needs of most commercial country artists. And he's struck out on his own, and he's been doing all sorts of interesting things. He runs an art gallery down in Nashville, and he puts out his own records. His latest is called Glory Land, and a song that I keep coming back to, it's really a piece of storytelling, and it runs about 11 minutes. We're only going to have time for a sort of brief flash of the song. Is about his youth growing up as a player in an integrated marching band in the South, and about a parade that they participated in where they encountered the Ku Klux Klan, at least a faction of them. Mm-hmm. And that's what the song is about, and here's a little piece of it.
The morning was cold, the silver bell of my horn shining back, convex reflections of faces and hands, and the yellow smear of the bus while I blew out my spit valve, put the wax on my braces. Yeah, we were getting ready to play, standing in line, moving in formation. First up, a Stevie Wonder song called Sir Duke Ellington. I didn't know that then. Chameleon by Herbie Hancock, Jungle Boogie by Coolin' the Gang, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight. That's when I saw him at the end of the block, Imperial Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, white dunce caps and robes with red crosses embroidered on, like gilded leaves on an automatic rifle, or an image of the suffering Christ airbrushed on the side of a missile in broad daylight. Donald Lovelady said he thought they only came out at night. Like an apparition, blood wheel in the silver sun, were handing out tracts to the Caucasian mothers and daughters, fathers and sons of Colfax, laughing and joking, kneeling down, placing a gentle hand on a child's blind head, like Santa Claus or the Pope, like this was normal, like this was okay. Another doo-da-day down in Dixieland.
That's a portion of the long story song Colfax Step in Time from Kevin Gordon's album Gloryland.
Okay, now to jump from the serious to the semi-absurd.
Okay.
I was at a show of a band who I've loved for many, many years, the Magnetic Fields, at a local venue, which for some reason I have been up here in the Hudson Valley for quite a while and have never made it to the new Club Helsinki.
Right. Well, it hasn't been open that long, just a few years now, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I can't
still
believe you haven't been there either. Well,
yeah.
It seems crazy.
So,
but now you have.
So now I have. It's an incredible venue, great space to see music, very good food, well-stocked bar, all the things you really want for a venue. That,
for a night on the town.
Present music.
Sure.
And, the Magnetic Fields did a great show there. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what's coming up at Club Helsinki after we hear a bit
from
the Magnetic Fields. There are two songs I want to play. I mean, there's one which is kind of like the great pop song on the album, which is called Andrew in Drag.
It's a very fun tune.
And it's about a guy who identifies as a straight heterosexual dude, and he sees this guy in drag, and is all of a sudden he's very confused. So I'll leave it at that. But there's a sort of sub-theme on the album, which I think really struck me and other friends of mine who live in the Hudson Valley, about people who might live in the country or upstate and still have ties to downstate or the city. And one song, which I really like, is called My Husband's Pied-à-Terre, but we won't play that.
okay.
You can find that one on your own, but we can also give a listen to a bit of Going Back to the Country.
And Reuben Gray.
Portions of two songs from the Magnetic Fields new album, Love at the Bottom of the Sea. We heard part of Andrew and Drag, and then some of Going Back to the Country. Let's talk about, as you mentioned before, upcoming shows at Helsinki.
Yes, and I almost want to say just like spend April weekends at Club Helsinki. Starting on April 7th, which is a Saturday night, he is hosting Seyan Kuti, who is the youngest son of the Nigerian band leader Fela Kuti, incredibly famous and incredibly influential musician.
Has a successful Broadway musical based on his life that was out a few years ago.
Yes, which was astonishing. Really, really great. If it ever comes back, people should check it out. Seyan is his youngest son, and his oldest son, Femi Kuti, has been working with his own band for many, many years. But Femi and him sort of had a split. And so Femi put together his own band. Seyan, as the youngest, inherited Fela's band. And I saw them a few years ago, and it was astonishing. Having seen Fela Kuti when he was alive a number of times, it was, you know, it was really a second coming. He is really carrying on the tradition. So to see a band which is probably about 12 to 15 members strong, if not more, in a place as intimate as Club Helsinki on Saturday night. If you're a fan of funk, if you're a fan of African pop music, if you're a fan of dancing, you should probably be there.
Uh-huh.
And quickly following up, Rhett Miller is going to be there Friday the 13th. Not an unlucky day.
It's my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
April 13th.
Great singer-songwriter based now in the Hudson Valley. Also familiar to people probably from his work with the old 97s.
He's awesome.
He's great. April 20th, also a Friday, Mice Parade, who are a very interesting band led by this guy, Adam Pierce. Experimental pop music, uses electronics, but also strings and acoustic instruments. I know he's friends with the Animal Collective guys. He does very interesting stuff. So that's Friday, April 20th. And then the Feelies, one of the great New York, New Jersey, although they're technically New Jersey, kind of new wave bands who were never quite made it into the canon, but, you know, made two astonishingly great records and reunited recently to make another one there on Saturday, April 28th.
Yeah, they're good. They have enthusiastic fans, the Feelies.
They do. They play awful fast still. So they're.
So that's a list of shows coming up at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York. Their website, helsinkihudson.com. Will Hermes, we have to take a quick break, but we'll come back in a few minutes and look at the rest of your list for spring music, cool?
Okay.
Will Hermes is a senior critic for Rolling Stone magazine and a longtime contributor to NPR's All Things Considered. You're listening to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and we'll be back with more music after this quick break.